Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
The citizens, if they don't trust you, it doesn't matter. You've got to gain their trust, and part of the reason they don't is the fact that Yellow Ranch has a lawsuit against the city, do they not? Yellow River Ranch?
Bueller?
There should never be any discussion about active litigation at a public city council meeting.
So what's going on here is Sherry Chapman, who is one of the founding members of the Pitchfork Posse, and is routinely talking when you go to these meetings, which is absolutely her right. And, you know, anybody in the public is free to comment on any subject during the public forum. And that's what was going on here in the City of Milton meeting. You know, not the most recent one, but prior to that, there was just so much in that I had still not gotten to. And she's raising this question about the Yellow River Ranch lawsuit and wants people to be informed about what's going on with it. And Alex Andrade, the city attorney, says, ma'am, we are a party to litigation. We're not going to have this conversation in the public because that's not how lawsuits work. you have shade meetings specifically so that you can have, for example, members of the Milton City Council meet with the attorney and talk about their legal strategy so they don't have to talk about it in the open. So he says, we're not going to do this.
Period.
But you are not
invited to any discussion with the council and myself about active litigation. Those occur at closed meetings.
I didn't ask you for litigation.
You are entitled.
I said, do they have a lawsuit? That's public knowledge.
So why ask the question if you
Because
know the
council didn't know about it. You could tell last week that some of them were not aware of it.
Again, there will be no discussion between myself and the city council, so I am done discussing it.
I'm not trying to discuss with you.
In a public meeting.
That's the problem.
Then don't address questions.
Point of order. Point of order. Move to the next subject,
please.
Don't
point of order me.
I can't.
I'm giving it back to him.
No. You're talking to our staff. You direct it to our Mayor Pro Tem or ourselves. Thank you.
So now you're the Mayor Pro Tem?
No, but I'm a council and I can call point of order.
Jeff Snow, don't point of order me, she says. Well, that wasn't the only thing she wanted to bring up, because there's always a lot of stuff coming with Sherry Chapman. Come back to this in just a second. John's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly this morning. Still start to seeing some delays if you're headed to downtown Milton through to East Milton. Seeing some delays through there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the Milton City Council meeting and Sherry Chapman and the drama surrounding, in this case, her.
The plans really have not been real clear as far as the citizens are concerned. Everything we get is hearsay because it's not come from this table out there. So tell me.
This is about the wastewater treatment plant.
Will that plant meet all PFAS standards?
So the regulations just were announced and passed. So we can't say that we're going to meet a standard that we don't have the all the information for.
Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, the standards that were just approved by the EPA were for drinking water.
Yeah, not for
sewage. There are no standards for sewage at this time.
So when those
rules are promulgated and are put forward, whatever standard is adopted, the city will comply with at that time.
So you're going to put in an addition to the wastewater treatment plant, not think ahead, and use all that money?
We've thought substantially ahead. We have the infrastructure in place to add that filtration system once we know what the standards are.
That's Ed Spears, the interim and future city manager. And then the voice here before that was Casey Powell, the chairman, the pro tem mayor, during the meeting when Mayor Lindsay is not around or when it's not her meeting to run. And the answer is, you know, it's a wastewater treatment plant, though, not a drinking water plant. Number one. But, well, what when they come up with standards for wastewater treatment? He's like, yeah, we've thought about that substantially, and we're prepared for that. We'll adapt when that happens, too. So sit down, sure. That's kind of the idea here. But that wasn't it. I mean, it's just, you know, it's always entertaining. This time, okay, Pam Mitchell, another founding member of the Pitchfork Posse, is wanting to accuse Alex Andrade of, well, here's what she said.
This is direct from your policy that was just passed to you. The city expects its employees to be truthful, courteous, and respectful towards citizens, customers, and other persons associated with the city. They shall not engage in name-calling or personal attacks or other such demeaning behavior. Do not use personal insults or engage in any conduct that would not be acceptable in the city's workplace. Avoid comments or topics that may be considered objectionable or inflammatory. Employees cannot use blogs or social networking sites to harass, threaten, discriminate against, or disparage employees or anyone associated with or doing business with the city of Milton. Okay, that's pretty cut and dry.
So she's reading the policy manual for the purpose of saying that Alex Andrade has been violating it with his online commentary on social media.
Your city attorney, just this past weekend and over the last few days, has disparaged, intimidated, made a personal attack, accused, you know, been demeaning towards people.
He's so mean. I wish he wouldn't be so mean.
Your city attorney violates every one of the things that I've just read out of your social media policy. He considers himself staff. Y'all need to get a grip on what's going on. If anyone wants me to provide them examples, I didn't bring those because I felt like it would be inflammatory. But some of the things that he said over the last little bit, actually, I think border on defamation, unless he can prove it. Anyway, y'all just need to go over this. This is your own policy. Your staff is violating this policy on a daily basis and laughs about it.
They always get agitated when he smirks, laughs, anything other than, yes, ma'am. Okay, so a little context for you. First is that some of the blog posts, some of the commentary on social media that I've seen Alex engage in fact, I think probably every time I've seen him engage in stuff, he's responding to things that he believes to be false, which is certainly well within his right as a, you know, American. Second, he is also a state representative, not just the city attorney. And certainly in his capacity as state representative, or as, you know, an American, he's allowed to respond to things on social media as he sees fit. So, yeah, that's all weird, okay? And a lot of the attacks against him have to do with, you know, votes that he made, for example, as state representative. He doesn't get a gag order on him just because he is also the city attorney. That's just not how this works. But here's the thing that I find fascinating about this. Pam Mitchell is upset that Alex Andrade is engaging in First Amendment activity online. The Pitchfork Posse has been the loudest, most obnoxious group of people every time anybody even hints at restricting their free speech ever. Whether it's Pam Mitchell or Jerry Cooey or Sherry Chapman or any of, there's a group of about a half dozen of them. I mean, anything that restricts their First Amendment rights, they will yell and scream and moan and wail and gnash teeth and get escorted away from the podium by the police chief. Gently led away. But, I mean, you know, and then they turn right around, and when Alex is using his free speech, no, he's got to shut up because he's a city employee. The hypocrisy is stunning to me. as a non-Miltonian watching the meetings and having watched a lot of them. And but I think, honestly, Alex had the best comment about this. You ready? This is what he said in response to Pam Mitchell's absurd criticism. I didn't bring the receipts. I didn't bring the evidence. I didn't bring you the thing to show that he's defaming anybody. It'd be too inflammatory. Okay. All right. This was the comment. You ready?
Any other comments from the public?
That's Casey Powell running the meeting.
Once, twice. That's all we have.
This time we'll be adjourned. You still have to get the donuts?
That's it. Well, they make a bet on when the meeting will end, and the person who comes closest has to pay for the donuts or something like that. Anyway, so the comment was no comment because it's just so silly. But that's your momentary. And by the way, I have even better stuff coming up next hour that's much more interesting, frankly. But there will never be an end. I am predicting this now. There will never be an end to Days of Our Milton. John, you live in Milton. Can you affirm that based on what you know of Milton, there will never be an end to this series?
Oh, no. Never. I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
The once rumored impending demise of the episodes has definitely not manifested.
You'll have material for years.
I don't hope so, but I do believe so.
I do.
623 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, and next week, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay will be broadcasting live. Be sure to tune in 5 to 9.
The gods, an owl.
Golden owl.
John says to me, I haven't heard that in forever. And that's what I try to do with a lot of these sound clips is, you know, remind you of stuff that everybody of a certain age knows that movie, Clash of the Titans. Right? Right? And you're all picturing that kooky-looking stop-motion photography owl, you know, back in the days before CGI.
Right.
When if you wanted to make a creature, you had to do some pretty wild stuff. And for its day, Clash of the Titans was pretty advanced. And terrible. 626 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. Bring back some memories, John.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was just sitting here thinking. Anyway, I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Seeing some slowdowns over in East Milton. Also, Highway 29 between I-10 and Burgess Road, both north and southbound lanes, are having some heavy congestion there. That's a look at the traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico continues today. Of course, Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun on the Rust movie set when that went off and killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins a few years ago. Rescue teams say they pulled 54 people from the Rio Grande on Tuesday night in El Paso or near El Paso, Texas. Crews from both Texas and New Mexico were working with the Border Patrol to rescue the migrants. Apparently, some of them were also suffering from hypothermia when they were pulled from the water. And Elon Musk says his brain tech startup, Neuralink, is getting ready for a second patient now. The first ever patient that was paralyzed from the shoulders down received their Neuralink last winter. There were a few technical issues, but that patient's supposedly been able to play video games and chess and that type of thing electronically. Musk says he's hoping to implant a second Neuralink in a second human patient within the next week.
Would you?
No. Absolutely
If you had been severely disabled, would you consider it?
Yes, probably.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to resolve a major problem, then I would. But as a just general, would you sign up? No.
Yeah, just no. Thinking about something altering the way your brain works or being added.
I'm with you.
It's difficult.
It is very difficult. And I have seen way too many movies to jump in on the cutting edge. I'm not beta testing
this
neurological
is how you get Terminators. Technology.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. This is how you get Johnny Mnemonic and Strange Days and The Terminator and every other movie I grew up watching, right? You know, I have seen RoboCop, and I do not like that picture of the future. So, David, thanks so much for the update. 628 here on News Radio Pensacola. Well, Andrew, RoboCop was technically different. He was a cyborg. Shut up! Yes, durr! Nerd. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home and you're trying to decide, you know, who to go with, or even if to use a realtor, because you might be thinking, I don't need a realtor to do this. Okay, I understand. Here's what I challenge you to do. If that's your thing, do I need a realtor? Why don't you call Christina Leavenworth and just have her, you know, sit down for a cup of coffee and talk with her and you decide. Yeah, I mean, seriously. Because, you know, I mean, it's possible. Maybe you sit down, you talk with her and you make, because she's just such a wonderful lady. She's so much fun. You'll talk with her. Maybe you make a friend and you decide, you know, I don't need a realtor after all. I mean, I don't know. I suppose it's logically possible. Or you might be like, oh, I didn't know that. You know, and I didn't know that. And you can get what price from me selling this? Like, I mean, that's the point. It's a professional service. It comes with a cost. Okay, of course. But you also get a benefit. And then you as an adult have to decide, is the benefit worth the cost? And that's an adult decision. So talk with her and find out. Ask your questions. Say, here's what I think I know. Here's what I'm not sure about. Here's what I'm trying to do. You know, and she'll either prove herself to you or not. I mean, I don't know. That's the reason that you want to talk to a realtor. Selling 175 homes last year is pretty good. So you make your choices. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. Blue Angels practice today at 2 o'clock. You can watch the show on the beach. I would recommend you get there early. You're not going to cruise in at 1:30 and find parking today. I'm just telling you, that's not going to happen. Probably if you want to go to the beach and watch the Blue Angels show, you need to leave now. Today, you know. And of course, we're going to be carrying all of the Blue Angels, their narration on Friday, and then the whole setup on Saturday, and traffic both days early, so you know when there is or is not parking available.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Biden will be taking the podium for what the White House is calling a big boy news conference following the conclusion of the NATO summit.
The make or break press conference comes as top campaign officials are expected to meet with Senate Democrats later today. Senator Peter Welch of Vermont became the first Democrat in the Senate to join the growing list of Democrat lawmakers who are calling on the president to step aside.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. The speech set for 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. That more than 1.3 million customers still without power in Texas after Hurricane Beryl, while in the rest of the country, what's left of Beryl finally exiting the U.S. after bringing severe weather and tornado reports over parts of the Northeast yesterday. We still could see the risk of scattered storms today over the region. That's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. In the city of Milton, more questions are being asked about certain city council members' ability or possibly inability to adequately protect and provide public records. On Tuesday night at their meeting, City Attorney Alex Andrade said two council members, Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow, hadn't been truthful with him.
And sincerely trying to convey to this entire council that the culture of noncompliance, the culture of bad faith, the inability to be honest and transparent is going to harm the city.
And after Andrade's report, Councilman Jeff Snow made a motion to request an investigation by the state attorney's office. However, the council stopped short of a vote. Instead, they're now expected to schedule a workshop to discuss the issue further. City Manager Ed Spears also recommended they schedule a Sunshine Law and Public Records training session. A Pensacola man will spend just under a year behind bars after that accident 2 years ago that involved an inner tube at Community Maritime Park. Prosecutors say 22-year-old Joseph Squirewell was sentenced to 364 days in the Escambia County Jail and 14 years probation. Back on April 30th of 2022, 18-year-old Christian Garner was killed when Squirewell was pulling him in an inner tube behind his pickup truck at Community Maritime Park's parking lot. Garner fell out of the inner tube onto the pavement and died. Well, this weekend, the SRIA says they'll be increasing their trolley service on the beach for the Pensacola Beach Air Show. On Friday, trolley service will start at 7:30 in the morning. That'll extend service to Park East until 6 p.m. After that regular route will resume until midnight. Then Saturday, they'll have four buses in addition to the normal three trolleys operating. And that'll be from 6:30 until in the morning until 6 p.m. at night. It'll go to both Park East and Park West and then resume regular routes until midnight. The busiest travel day at Pensacola Airport since 2019. That's what Mayor D.C. Reeves said about last Sunday.
It might be the busiest day. I can't imagine 2018, 17, 16 would have been significantly busier considering the fact that we continue to break our own records.
Reeve said there were 7,255 emplanements, and he estimated 14,000 people possibly made their way through the airport that day in total. He also said wait times were down with an average wait of only 13 minutes to get through TSA. President Trump will likely be announcing his pick for his running mate in the 2024 election soon. That's what he told Fox News' Brian Kilmeade. He says he'll unveil the pick sometime over the next week.
I'd love to do it during the convention. You know, in the old days, they did it during the convention, and it kept the convention very exciting, actually. So we'll see about that. But pretty soon, we'll be announcing.
And some of the top picks include North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, of course, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Trump also wrapped up the attacks on current Vice President Kamala Harris. With the growing pressure on President Biden to drop out of the race, he said anybody he picks would be better than, as he called her, quote, laughing Kamala. Also, Florida's going to be represented at the Republican National Convention. Besides Donald Trump being the nominee, some of the other speakers will be well known here, including Governor Ron DeSantis will be speaking on the main stage. Marco Rubio and Rick Scott will also both be there, along with Congressman Byron Donalds, Congresswoman Laurel Lee, Attorney General Ashley Moody, Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, and CFO Jimmy Patronis. It's 6:35 right now, News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John, what are you seeing out there?
Well, no accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some delays. If you're on Highway 29 between Burgess and I-10, there's delays there. Also, Highway 90, if you're coming from Pace to Pensacola, we've got some delays through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful and sunny day today with temperatures warming up quickly, high near 92 degrees, 30% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon, otherwise sunny skies overnight dropping near 77. For Friday, 30% chance of rain again in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 92. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 77. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It is a beautiful morning right now. We've got clear blue skies. It's 75 degrees in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Biden administration has taken steps to close a loophole that allowed foreign steelmakers like China to dodge tariffs by funneling product through Mexico. The new rules require greater supply chain reporting to enforce a 25% tariff on imported steel not melted or poured in Mexico. Pittsburgh's largest steelmaker, U.S. Steel, said the change strengthens demand for steel that is mined, melted, and poured in North America. Samsung will launch an upgraded version of its voice assistant, Bixby, this year based on its own artificial intelligence models. Samsung's leadership said the Bixby upgrade is part of Samsung's broader push to market AI features, and the company will maintain its strategy to allowing multiple voice assistants on its devices. Bixby first launched in 2017. Futures are slightly lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 429. The NASDAQ up 218. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
With the continued growing cost of medical insurance, there is one place you can always turn for affordable health care, and that is ProHealth Labs and Medical Care. With 7 locations on the Panhandle, including Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Milton, ProHealth always accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. ProHealth is self-pay, with office visits starting at $77. Employers, did you know that ProHealth is the largest occupational health and workforce solutions on the Gulf Coast? To find out more or to make an appointment, go to ProHealthFL.com.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex. With the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Let's do it.
Russia's war against Ukraine is the biggest security crisis in generations. Ukraine has shown remarkable courage, and NATO allies have provided unprecedented support.
Let me just start off by saying that there's never been anybody less tone loke than Jens Stoltenberg. but so be it. The Secretary General of NATO mentioning during speeches this week that he was the opening act for Biden. I mean, I know you wouldn't say it that way, but that's how I'm saying it. When Biden gave his speech the other day, he was the, spoke right beforehand and talked about how the war in Ukraine by Russia is, in fact, the biggest national security threat to the Western global order as exists right now. And of course, waiting in the wings is China and Iran and North Korea, but primarily China. And the problem with dealing with Ukraine and Russia is, oh, sure, it's costly. And sure, lives are being lost by the Ukrainians. And, everything carries risk. I mean, there's risk of, maybe Russia decides to attack NATO member states because we're supplying arms or planes or tanks or training to the Ukrainians. Maybe they decide if we tell the Ukrainians, it's okay to actually fight back in your war and attack Russia on their soil, which is very normal when you get invaded and you don't typically have to only fight back to your borders, but we've put some of these ridiculous limits on Ukraine's ability, that maybe Russia decides to take it out on us. Okay, so there's risks involved in that, but
the reality is there are no cost-free options with an aggressive Russia as a neighbor. There are no risk-free options in a war. And remember, the biggest cost and the greatest risk will be if Russia wins in Ukraine. We cannot let that happen.
Correct. Everything has a risk. Not helping Ukraine has a risk of emboldening Russia, empowering them to win, and then what would happen after that? Because it's not just them, it's everybody else who is partnering with them and or waiting to act on what they learn about the Western bulwark for democracy that NATO has been for all of these 75 years, and if it's not really as robust as it seems.
Not only would it embolden President Putin, it will also embolden other authoritarian leaders in Iran, in North Korea, and China. They all support Russia's brutal war. They all want NATO to fail.
Absolutely. I mean, you remember the old domino theory of communist countries was you got to stop this one because this one leads to that one, leads to that one, leads to that one. This is domino theory, only it's of the aggressor nations. It's not just that this one and that one would fall. It's that this one and that one would repeat the process that's already going on in Iran. Why is Iran backing the Houthis and Hamas and Hezbollah? Why did the Gaza Strip attack Israel? Because they saw an opening under the Biden administration and the current global scenario that they thought, well, now is the time. We can act. You know that the Gaza did not act on their own. Iran is very much complicit in all of this. And so they're watching and they're seeing, oh, okay, nothing's really going to be done about this. So watching Ukraine, and not just Ukraine, but watching Ukraine is crucial for the whole global order.
So the outcome of this war will shape global security for decades to come.
No doubt.
The time to stand for freedom and democracy is now. The place is Ukraine.
So here's what's amazing about this. As I was growing up and learning about politics and studying foreign policy and, all the things you do when you go to school and also if you pay attention, there was a very simple principle, which is that countries aren't allowed to invade each other. Imperfect though the boundaries of national lines might be, they are the boundaries. And we protect them because stability is better than an imperfect instability. Right? Okay? An imperfect stability is better than anything you can imagine with instability. So we protect those lines. And when countries invade each other, we stop that. Like Kuwait. When Iraq invades Kuwait, we expel them from Kuwait, and then we go punish them inside Iraq. And then, for reasons that still remain inexplicable, we pull back and don't take out Saddam, but then we have to go back and do that later. Okay. A lot of discussion you can have about what we did right and wrong. Same thing for and the whole world stood with us. Everybody said, no, we're not going to allow that. Afghanistan attacks us 9/11. The whole world says, no, we're not going to allow that, right? And again, you can talk about subsequent correct or incorrect decisions, but that was a basic premise. If a country invades a country, you stop it. All of a sudden, Russia invades a country and by my count, half the Republican Party isn't sure anymore about the global order, isn't sure about whether we should defend invaded nations, isn't quite sure about whether we should keep supplying arms and weapons and not troops to a country like Ukraine, who's doing a great job of fighting but needs the help, right? I mean, it's amazing to me that suddenly we think that, I don't know if we really need to do this or not. Yes, we need to do this. And what's wrong with you? I just sit here befuddled by the people who are, you know, this seems weird to them. I'm like, where have you been? This has been the 75-year standard of security and prosperity that the Western world has known. So I'm glad Jens Stoltenberg gave his comments before Biden. Biden gave his own comments. We'll talk about that in just a second. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special. That's why they double all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with cash back match. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Well, if you're traveling on Highway 90 at East Spencerfield Road, right at that intersection, we've got a vehicle crash with injuries. It's off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing some onlookers there, so that's going to delay your plans. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Now, in the midst of this whole conversation, Biden gave his speech, and to his credit, things that he said were also correct.
Today, NATO is more powerful than ever, 32 nations strong. For years, Finland and Sweden were among our closest partners. Now they have chosen to officially join NATO, and because of the power and meaning of Article 5 guarantee, that's the reason. It was the most important aspect of the alliance in 1949, and it is still the most important aspect.
Correct. And it's good that NATO is growing, and it's good that more member states are becoming partners. But then in the middle of this speech, and it's important to recognize that if NATO fails, which is exactly what the other countries want to have happen, there are very bad things to come, including what may well be a third world war, not necessarily of the nuclear sort, but of the conventional sort that we, you know, somebody just texted me, if we don't support them with arms and money, we will eventually support them with people. And that's what we're trying to avoid, right? Okay. And in the middle of all of that, Biden said something that it just made me fall out of my chair. I was so amazed that he would make this claim that I'm going to play it for you, and then I'll talk about why.
And today, NATO's better resourced than it ever has been.
That's true.
I want to pause on this because it's significant.
It is.
In the year 2020, the year I was elected president, only 9 NATO allies were spending 2% of their defense GDP on defense. This year, 23 will spend at least 2%. And some will spend more than that. And the remaining countries that have not yet reached that milestone will get there soon.
There's nothing factually false in this, but it tells a whale of a lie by telling true facts. The whale of the lie is that Biden is somehow responsible for NATO member states increasing their defense spending and getting more countries over the 2%. I mean, I have no profanity strong enough. Certainly, I can't say it on the air for how much of a lie this is. Trump is the one who got NATO to start spending more money. Trump is the one who threatened NATO member states that maybe we wouldn't protect you if you got invaded because you don't spend enough of your money on defense spending, which is part of the agreement if you're a member of NATO. 2% is your goal. 2% of your GDP is supposed to be spent on defense. And when Trump came into office, there were, let's see, three member states, or five, depending on whether you count 2017. Okay, let's say five. Okay, five member states were participating at 2% level, okay? And during the course of his presidency, he increased that to 9. But that doesn't tell the whole story, because above 1.5%, there were 8. And he got that up to 19. Trump got them to pay. And, you know, Biden has been attacking him for this. Oh, he threatened him, and he said he'd let Putin have at him, and he disrupted NATO. No, he reminded NATO, through the very Trumpian method of negotiating that he has, that they're supposed to be doing this. And if they don't hold up their end of the deal, Why should America hold up its end of the deal? Terrified, everybody freaked him out. But for the first time ever in history, he managed to double the number of member states spending even 1.5%. And also to double the number of member states spending 2%. Biden didn't do this. Trump did this. You say, well, I thought the number was up to 23. Oh, no, no. Listen, it went down when Biden came into office. It went from 9 to 6 the next year. And then it was at 7. And then it was at 11 in 2023. And you say, well, that's a jump. What happened in 2022? Russia invaded Ukraine. And all of a sudden, all of these folks who weren't spending money on NATO, or on their, sorry, on their defense budgets, all of a sudden realized, oh, crap. Trump was right. We should have been doing this all along. Now spend. Build up our military because we're terrified of Russia. Biden doesn't deserve credit for this. If anything, weirdly, Biden should get the blame because he projected such weakness on the global stage that Putin invaded Ukraine and scared all of the member states of NATO into spending more money on their defense. It's actually an indictment of Biden, not to his credit. I mean, this is the nerd that I am. You remember during COVID, I got angry that nobody was telling the story with the math right, and I thought all these people don't understand what they're talking about with the science and the math and everything. So I went and every day charted all these numbers. I'm a numbers nerd when I need to be. I thought, you know what? This is what I believe to be true, but I wonder. I wonder what percentage of GDP they've been spending over time by nation state, how it lines up with Trump and Biden. And there was no such chart in existence. So I literally went to a fact sheet that had the breakdown of by member state per year, what their percentage was. And I created a spreadsheet and I created a chart. I created basically a PowerPoint so that I could look at it and see. And it is clear as day. The uptrend was during President Trump's administration. As soon as Biden took office, there was a dip, and then Russia invades Ukraine, and there's a surge again. So the fact that Biden would try to take credit for this is mind-blowing. So when people say Trump lies, okay, sure, true. Biden lies worse when he tries to tell the truth. It's amazing. 654 on News Radio Pensacola, I'm Andrew McKay.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Are my methods unsound?
I don't see any method at all.
Good morning, 6:56 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, I was getting an 80 vibes there, you know, with the synthesized music. Kind of, if you're on in Pace or P Ridge, Highway 90 and East Spencerfield Road, roadway's clear, but we're seeing a vehicle crash with injuries. And then another crash just happened, I-10 westbound, right around mile marker number 7. No roadblock there, but we're seeing some delays right around that mile marker 7. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. And by the way, I kind of made in passing a bit of a remark. Like, if you've been paying attention, this isn't news about the global order and NATO and all of that stuff. But look, I think Americans are to blame and also not to blame that they're not better informed about foreign affairs. I mean, you should go back and watch like some of the debates with Nixon and Kennedy. The level of knowledge about foreign affairs that they just took for granted the American people had is amazing. Because American people had it. They knew, they read, they hear, you knew about what was going on around the world. These days, the news kind of covers it like it's a horse race a little bit, you know, the latest in Israel or the latest in Ukraine, but not very much and not really with much perspective, generally speaking, because they know that covering foreign affairs doesn't pay the bills. Because Americans don't care. Generally don't care. Don't know, don't care. How does that affect me? Well, call me when we have another world war. You know, because averting that matters. Understanding these things matters. Who we elect to run the country and make these decisions matters. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Andrew, it's a busy and important day for President Biden today. He's meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky later today. That's as the NATO summit wraps up in Washington, D.C. Then the big boy press conference that's coming up later today as well. I still can't say it with a straight face.
I know.
So we've got all that to look forward to. The IRS says they've collected more than $1 billion in past due taxes from millionaires since last fall. That announcement was made today and credited to funds provided by the Inflation Reduction Act. And a lot of people are still dreaming about a Costco here in Pensacola. But by the time it's built, it's going to cost a little bit more if you want to shop there. They announced today they're raising their membership fees by $5. It's going to go up to $65 instead of $60.
Very good. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update.
But the hot dogs are going to be the same, from what
okay.
I understand.
I mean, fair enough. As long as that stays constant, then all is good. Hey, coming up next, we'll return to the scene of the crime in the city of Milton, where there is more drama to be had, always drama to be had in Milton. Trust me about that. Oh, somebody says, he didn't lie. He just implied that he took credit. Yeah, but he's been lying about Trump all the years, and he certainly implied it.
You're listening to